Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my precious brothers and sisters. We are continuing discussing the topic of the unreached people group. We are exploring, considering, examining the challenge of reaching the unreached people group that exists in our world today. And I want to mention, in case if you haven't heard our last programs, I have to share with you the good news. We are living in a very exciting times. Christianity is spreading all over the world as never before in history. In 180 AD, for each one Christian, there were 360 unbelievers. 180 AD. Right now, one of every eight people is a Christian. Hallelujah. All right. God's army is defeating, conquering the kingdom of Satan. Now, let me prove it to you. In the past few decades in China, Christians grew from 1 million to 100 million. Wow. I think even more than 100 million now. Nepal, 1980, was totally Hindu kingdom with a few persecuted Christians. But thank God for our wonderful pastors in America and Christian leaders in America and other places in the world. Today, there are hundreds of thousands of Christians in Nepal. Churches have been started within each of its more than 100 distinct people groups. The bad news is the tragic reality is a huge number of people are still unreached with the gospel. Most of them Hindu, Buddhist, and Muslims. Muslims are the largest unreached people group in the world. So we are talking about reaching the unreached people groups. Now, I want to mention to you now, messiological breakthrough is to cross or jump the boundaries to bring about gospel movements for the first time to an unreached people group. Okay, messiologists also talked about pursuing closure. The idea of closure is not finishing the work of evangelizing every living person. No, it is completing the work of seeing the initial breakthrough in every people group. Why? Because this will be the beginning of all the blessings God desires to bestow on this group. Okay, now we move to God using you and me. God using the Christians that in their daily lives, they make choices to prove that every day is important in walking with God by faith and obeying God in the best way they know how. Every action counts. Every personal relationship counts. Every decision counts. Every dollar count, you get the idea. And I am convinced that since you are hearing our program, God guided you to hear it, most of you will be used by God in a powerful way, in a strategic way, to fulfill the Great Commission and to accomplish some of God's eternal purposes. Okay, what is an unengaged people group? An unengaged people group is one that has no active church planting underway. A people group is engaged when a church planting strategy consistent with evangelical faith and the practice is under implementation, which is the process of moving an idea from concept to reality. What is effective engagement? Okay. Effective engagement is commitment to serve long time in the local language and culture of this unreached people group, and sowing in a manner consistent with the goal of seeing a church planting movement emerge. Okay? Now, let me share with you something called frontier missions that missiologists wrote about. In America, for example, they wrote, if you serve displaced Kurdish refugees from Iraq who do not have thriving Kurdish church, you are ministering to unreached people group. Your ministry will be cross-cultural and frontier missions. In America, if you serve displaced Kurdish refugees from Iraq who do not have thriving Kurdish church, your ministry will be cross-cultural and frontier missions, reaching unreached people group. However, if you go to the Amazon jungle to serve among churches or among groups that have already viable churches among them, this is just regular missions. So I want to ask you, breakthrough, what is a breakthrough? Breakthrough is to cross or jump the boundaries to bring about gospel movements for the first time to an unreached people groups. Okay, a people group is a significantly large grouping of individuals who perceive themselves to have a common affinity for one another. That is a people group. Why they have a common affinity for one another? It could be because of their shared language, religion, ethnicity, residence, occupation, or class. Okay, now the important question is, what is unreached people group? It is a group of people, a people group within which there is no indigenous community of Christians able to evangelize their people group. Repeat it again. Unreached people group is a people group within which there is no indigenous community of Christians able to evangelize their people group. Okay, we know that this is a strategic and important. Why? Because we know the gospel spreads much easier within a people group where churches exist than jump from one people group to another.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. We are almost out of time for today. Want to remind you, I am available. I will make every effort to speak at your fellowship to motivate the believers to love their neighbors and the enemies and equip your fellowship to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. So together we can be used by God more to expand His kingdom. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website. Salam, my brothers and sisters.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanaho. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.